Ready, yeah. Fellas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're ready, Lou. Well, all right. Yeah, we're ready.
Can I get sound checks?
Lou, first of all, could you... Well, we'll get into what the fuck that is.
Jeez.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
we'll get into what the fuck that is.
All right, Pete, turn down your mic if you're going to laugh like that.
Oh, wow. All right, Lou. Jesus, would you just crawl through a desert to get here?
I knew you would notice. Oh, bro. All right, here we go.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. Bisc, now I don't know if it was last year's gift arriving late or this year's gift arriving early, but I received the John Kelly chocolate you sent me, kid. And lucky for me, they arrived before my wife got home from work. It gave me time to run out and get my wife a card. I told her that I got them for her. Thanks, kid. Later.
I knew it! You're a re-gifter!
Just a castaway, and I lost at sea.
Yeah. Who's your new friend, man? Covering Sting.
Is that him?
That's, yeah, Johnny Boy doing that. Come on, that's his patented whisper. I whisper when I say it. Anyway, man, it's great to be back. Oh, we got personal family stuff. We got announcements. We got the loose situation behind the glass. Thanks for listening to the show, folks. We're the Pete and Sebastian Show. I'm Pete Corielli, and of course, I'm with Sebastian Maniscalco. And Lou behind the glass, I missed you guys. It's good to be back.
Yeah, the holiday season has just kicked its way off. We have we took Thanksgiving off, not planned, but we are going to be back on air. Lou, can we get into what the hell is going on with your voice?
I lost my voice.
Was there a Pearl Jam concert? What's the
I guess
deal?
I went too hard on Thanksgiving and I haven't had a voice for a week now.
Jeez.
Oh my God, you sound like an elderly lady. What do you mean you went too hard? Are you partied so hard on Thanksgiving you drank your vocal cords away?
I drank for a good 12 hours, and I guess that does something to your voice. Or maybe I was yelling. I don't know. It just has not come back since last Thursday.
All right, listen, I got to address the elephant in the room here, Sebastian. I mean, listen, our show is based on consistency. Tuesdays we tape, we've been really good with it. We need a backup guy on call for when this slug goes down, because this is going to be an any day thing. What are we going to do? We're going to wait 2 weeks and audition people? We should get our backup in line.
Oh, man, I never partied so hard where I lost my voice.
Oh. What is that? Are we talking 2.5 packs, 12 hours?
Yeah, and I'd say a case and a half of beer.
The beer is nothing, but we're talking 50 cigarettes.
Yep, that's true. Well, I'm going to quit before the new year, so don't worry about that. I already got a prescription for Chantix, you know, Ray Liotta commercial. And that's worked for me before.
Did you call up with that voice?
I could have told you I had strep throat. Can I get some points for some honesty? You don't got to replace me with another slug.
I'm kidding. You know that, dude. We care about you. Boy, I can't believe your voice, bro. Do you hear this?
It's unbelievable, man. Did you get the Chantix because Ray Liotta's commercial, or do you know somebody that's on it?
It worked for me like 10 years ago. It worked for me for about half a year.
Oh, I didn't know this thing was... I thought this thing was new.
Liotta is arguably my favorite actor of all time. And my question is, do you think Chantix just worked for him and he said, you know what, if you guys need me to speak, I'll speak? Or do you think they gave him an ungodly amount of money and he agreed to do it?
I'm going with ungodly amount of money.
All right, because see, that's an image breaker. To me, Ray Liotta's so cool, he should be able to chain smoke for 25 years, and then just halfway through, someone says, I bet you can't quit, and he just puts it out, and he's like, I'm done. You know, just like that cool. Liotta doesn't need gum. He doesn't need a fucking vapor, and he certainly don't need no Shantex, man. You know what I'm saying?
Pete meant to say Chantix.
Yeah, it sounded like you. His commercial sounds like you.
Who, Ray?
Do we have the Chantix Ray Liotta commercial so we could compare the voice of Lou to Ray Liotta? Oh, he's got it.
A lot of times I tend to play the tough guy, but I wasn't tough enough to quit on my own. Not until I tried Chantix.
Wow. Chantix, along with support, helps you quit smoking.
It reduced my urge to smoke to the point that I could stop.
When you try to quit smoking...
Is it me? Does it sound like Liotta is struggling to read? Can we get a replay on that? I mean, he's like... Sadie's learning to read. He's got like the slow pause where he's sounding out each word in his head before he hits us with it.
It's either that or he's coming off of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right? Either that or he's got a few in him. I think he just came from his fucking vodka commercials that he does.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All right, Lou. Well, good luck with the shanty, man.
Thanks. It's called Chantix.
Chantix.
Oh, man.
And you know, for you kids out there who are thinking about smoking, don't start. And if you started, stop. Smoking don't make you look tough, kids. It makes you look stupid. If you gotta put something in your mouth, take a stick of chewing gum. Sure, that's what Johnny does. Smoking is the worst thing you can do to your body. See?
What's up, man? How's the Thanksgiving?
Listen, man, it was the Instagram, so it was out there about the canceling the show. I mean, I was worried, like we all were. Thank God your daughter is doing A-okay now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we got that good news right before Turkey Day, so that was it.
Yeah, so, just an update to the listener. Serafina went into the hospital on a Friday. I was out of town, and she was had a little respiratory issue. And Lana took her to Children's Hospital here in Los Angeles. And it's not only tough when your daughter goes into the hospital, it's tough when you're out of town for it. And I came back Saturday night. I left right after my shows on Saturday night. I had to cancel Atlanta on Sunday to be back here with her and Lana. But I got to tell you, and I've told my Lana this privately, but she nothing phases Lana. Lana is one of these mothers who keeps it all together. There's no emotion. I mean, there's emotion, but right. It's like suppressed until shit's handled. Yeah. Where I'm on the other line, you know, hanging up the phone, and I got like a waterfall going down my cheeks. Yeah. I'm marinating in tears.
Like, if it was 9/11, she's Giuliani, and you're running around with ashes all over your hair and shit, coughing, crying.
Totally. She Giuliani'd it throughout the entire 5 days. It was five nights in there. And for any of you parents out there that have to witness your child go through, you know, a hospital visit with, you know, like a lot of poking and prodding and IVs and trouble breathing, it's not good. But we made it. Serafina's back. She's happier than ever. She's running around the house with her new little toys that she's got. So thanks for all the thoughts and prayers from everybody that only called and text, but online. Go ahead.
That Instagram video that you posted when you had to cancel your show.
Yeah, yeah.
The emotion, the restrained emotion in that video, all right? That's the kind of stuff that, like, if they said to me as an actor, do that, I'd be like, I can't do that. I can only do that if that was really happening, man. I mean, people saw that video and they're like, get the address in the hospital. We're sending flowers. Holy shit. It was just so heartfelt, man. I mean, it's unfortunate you had to do that, but man, that's like, that's the difference between Netflix and real.
Yeah, that was I was going through it there. I was on the bus and I was about to go to the airport, and yeah, man, it was a tough 5 days. But of course, you know, being a comedian and kind of keeping my eyes and ears open, I started to see some things, you know, that I'd like to mention up on the cast. First and foremost is, I gotta tell you, they brought in like a trainee, you know, like someone training. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen this either on Childbirth or whatnot, where they got like an intern or someone that comes in the room with the person who's supposed to be with your daughter, and they're gonna train the guy at my daughter, hey, like. Yeah. He's gonna take the temperature, right? And he's putting the thing. She's like, no, not there. Could you? And I'm like, this ain't like McDonald's where we're training on the register, and if there was a mistake, we void it. All right? Hey, you make a mistake here. This is life or death, bro. You know? So,
yeah.
The question is, could you say, listen? Could you relax with the training in room 1601? You know, like, I know you got to train, but let's back off with the training on my daughter.
I think you should get like a 15% discount on the overall bill if you're going to have the trainer. You know? You're still going to get the same care, but it's going to take longer because the trainer's going to do it and screw it up, and then the real guy's got to do it. So, but, oh, you know, 15% off for your hassles. But, yeah, I mean, come on. What parent is not going to go beat it? What is this?
Yeah, like what the hell's going on here? I mean, it was, granted, it wasn't for like life-threatening things, but I just don't like the trainer coming in. And it's one thing if you're at Chili's restaurant and the waiter's taking your order and they got the guy. You ever see that where the guy's behind, the real waiter's behind the trainee?
Oh, and, I feel so bad for the trainee. God. I'm like, holy shit, a monkey could have picked this up from across the room in 2 minutes. I got to follow this yo-yo around for 5 hours? The fuck is this?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that, and, but everybody was there. It was so good. The hospitals, was, you know, but of course, my mind goes in other directions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but like, go to the orphanage and train. Oh, shit. That's an edit, Lou.
No, hey, my voice is back.
I'm just saying, there's no parents there that are going to be all over you for bringing in a trainer. You know what I'm saying? You won't have helicopter parents.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. You know, man. Yeah, anyway. Did Serafina have a roommate when she went?
No,
when she was in a regular?
No, there was no roommate. The guy that was at the hospital told me that they used to have roommates, which shit, I don't think I could take if there was like a roommate, because we stayed there. We stayed in the hospital. Lana slept in bed with Serafina, and I was on the couch. So it was like, come on, man. I couldn't do that with like another family. Could you imagine?
No, I forgot your parents are totally going to stay with their kids. You got a guy over there. Especially if you got the room farthest from the door. Every time you got to go take a leak, you got to cut through the whole family all sleeping and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So here's one for you. I had to go to the bathroom, and Serafina was sleeping. And this is the type of flush in the bathroom where you flush it could wake up the whole floor. You ever hear that, those flushes that literally, I mean, it's loud.
Yes.
Like nothing is going to stop. It's going down the drain. You could put like a Bible in there and it would go down the toilet.
That's a nice touch.
I love those ones, man. Yeah, they're just fantastic. But
oh god,
I don't flush my toilet at night when I sleep until morning because it's so loud, I'll wake up Sadie. I mean, you know, and at the age I'm getting out, bro, by the time I go out there in the morning, ugh, this is fucking, it needs a quick flush, you know? When did piss start smelling up the room? You know, I mean, I mean, you know.
It's funny. Look, it was my wife and I had the same conversation last week. Did you, like, I'd be in the bathroom, I'll take a piss, I'll walk out. She goes, you take a shit? I go, no, I took a piss. What the fuck, you piss stink like that?
Yeah, and now with my bladder, I do like four pisses in a night, and Jackie lifts up the bowl in the morning, and I mean, her face, it burns. It just burns acid. Whew. But
oh, God.
Yeah, she gets pissed when I don't flush after a piss.
Oh, but, yeah, man. Shit. Yeah. So I didn't flush. And I don't mean to be graphic here, but.
Was this a number one or a number two?
I went number two.
Oh, bro, you got to flush no matter what. I mean, dude, the muffy is on the kid.
No, Serafina, listen, she wasn't getting enough sleep, and she had finally went to sleep, and I'm like, I can't wake her up with a flush, so I left it in there.
Right? Yeah, but you're at that age, bro, where you're not going to remember when she wakes up.
Well,
I want to.
So the nurse comes in. Serafina's still sleeping, right? So Lana and I were talking to, there was a doctor in there as well. And the nurse, unbeknownst to me, went in the bathroom, right?
Oh, unbeknownst.
Because we had to save Serafina's diapers. We put them in the bathroom. Because what they do is they weigh the diaper to see if she's urinating enough and whatnot. So the nurse comes and she goes, Did Serafina go to the bathroom?
Oh, my God. Whoa. I'm embarrassed for you, bro.
Bro, I go, what? He's like, did you take Serafina's diaper and empty it into the toilet? I go, oh, God. Now, you know the embarrassment you feel when someone else sees what you did? I mean,
yeah,
it's so private. Right, I'd rather her seen my dick.
100%, dude. If I was at a party and someone said I saw, you know, a famous person like Matt Dillon's dick, I'd be like, whatever. And someone else goes, I saw Matt Dillon's shit once. I'd be like, dude, tell. By the way, can we address the nurse thought your shit was the size of a 2-year-old child?
No, I mean, it was, believe me, if you saw it, you would go, there's no way a baby did this, right? So, which made me think, did she want to call me out on, like, the no flush on that? Or did she really think that was my daughter's?
What do you think? Do you know? Because I'm thinking, I got my guess.
Well, I mean, I thought... She thought Serafina actually took a dump like that.
You know, listen, my daughter, yeah, I don't, you know, she takes some big ones where I'm like, God damn. But I'm thinking that's passive aggressive, like her way of saying, come on, yeah, man.
Come on, guy. This is
yeah, some medieval times right here. I mean, man, and I mean, if we go back and scroll through the first 100 episodes of this show, we gotta have listeners right now going, the things he said about parents, and now he don't even flush his shit because it might wake the baby. But this baby was in the hospital recuperating. Yeah. This wasn't at home in the house. It's a different story.
Totally different story. And this, I swear to God, when you flush this toilet, bro, you would think there is a hurricane coming. That's how bad of a flush this is, and aggressive. So that being said, God, it was embarrassing though for a nurse to see what I did in the toilet.
You know what a smell is? It's when odor molecules activate neurons in your nasal passages. So every time you come in here to change my bedpan, smell my shit, something that was actually in my ass goes right up your nose.
Of course, Pete makes me play the clip from The Walking Dead. Worst show ever made.
Well, thank God, man, she got out the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, she got out on Wednesday. So Thanksgiving was, our plans were to go to Naples. Well, let's rewind here.
Yeah.
We had a plan to, I was going to go from Atlanta to New York City and meet Lana. And Lana and I were invited to Martin Scorsese's night at the Museum of Modern Art. He was getting honored for a film award. And we got invited to go.
Wow.
And on top of that, I, well, it was one of these things where I was asked to perform at the gala, right?
Yeah.
So one thing led to another. There was a miscommunication and somebody else ended up performing as a musical act or what have you. But I that opportunity kind of came and went, but I didn't get to go anyway because I went back home to be with Serafina. But it all worked out in the end. It was one of those things where, you know, God meant it to be for me to be home with my family. And and I'm glad I came back because we spent Thanksgiving here. We were supposed to go to Naples, Florida, which was unfortunate to spend with Lana's family, but we had a Thanksgiving here at the house with Lana, myself, and Serafina, and we went untraditional, bro. We went steak, no turkey.
Wow. How did it feel? Did it feel weird?
Didn't miss it at all. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Lana made some potato casserole, so we had elements of Thanksgiving. I made fried onion rings. I made some crispy potatoes. We had some steak. Lana made that casserole. And then we had cream spinach. And I got to tell you, man, I think I'm starting a new trend here with the meat and potatoes for Thanksgiving.
I can't even express how uncomfortable I am just hearing this, man. I mean, this is more uncomfortable than the toilet episode, bro. I mean, I want to eat turkey every Thanksgiving the rest of my life, like the pilgrims did peacefully with the Indians, at least the way I got it. You know, it's just certain things are certain things, bro. I mean, the day after Thanksgiving, we then had the turkey with some stuffing and mashed potatoes on toasted bread with gravy for the leftover, which is almost better than the turkey on the day. And don't get me wrong, on Thanksgiving, I had an antipasto. I couldn't get enough of it. So you can have steak too, but I just don't think you have a right to raise your daughter non-turkey. I think you should let her turn 18 and make that decision on her own, man.
I tell you, she didn't know whether or not it was Thanksgiving or Friday.
Because you got steak on the table. That's what I'm saying. She's going to grow up and go, I don't think we celebrated Thanksgiving. And then, what do you mean? Oh, that was Thanksgiving? We used to just have steak for... I don't know how I feel about that, man. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd do it again. It was nice. My mother came over later on that night, had a little dessert. We had a little pumpkin pie here. There, like I said, elements of Thanksgiving were introduced. However, the main meal being turkey, we eliminated it and went with some ribeye and some filet. And I got to tell you, it was delicious, but... A lot of work, bro. A lot of work goes into making these meals. And for Christmas, we're bringing in a chef.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
The chef's going to be in the house on Christmas?
No. What has happened, I've used this guy twice before. He is bringing it all on Christmas Eve. And basically, we're just going to kind of prepare it, warm it up, and have it for Christmas Day.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, the only way I could have anyone working for me on Christmas is if they were Jewish, because then it don't mean nothing to them.
But bro, you know how many Christmases I worked, Thanksgivings I worked? Come on,
me
man.
Too. I know. Okay. I've listened, front desk at the hotel, and I'd always act like I didn't care. And then Christmas would roll around. I'd just be standing behind the front desk, like, just chalk up another one that I missed.
God, I used to work Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve. God, I don't remember getting a New Year's Eve off until I was like 26 years old. You work in the hotel industry, all those holidays are shot.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. Hospitals, all that kind of stuff. Cops.
Yeah. Man. Are you in the Christmas spirit?
I haven't really crossed over the line yet, have you?
I gotta get the tree up. You got the tree up?
Nah, I don't have the tree up. I don't have... I'm not gonna lie to you. This music is even throwing me off a little bit. I mean, you know, I got no tree up yet. Probably gonna do it next week. You know, I pick a time. Like, I got some shows mid-December at the Stress Factory, and then they're my last shows, and I'm going home the day after the Stress Factory. And on that ride home, I was gonna start to play Christmas music going home, because now I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not in it yet. Are you in it yet?
I'm in it. I'm playing it around the house. But until that Christmas tree pops itself up, then that's when it's really going to start for us. So hopefully we're going to get that up this week. This week, hopefully we're going to get that up maybe by Saturday, I'm hoping. So, yeah, I'm in the Christmas. I got the half of my Christmas shopping done. It's all out. It's sent already. And I got another half to go. I'm trying to figure out what in the hell.
Yeah, you said you sent Jimmy from Boston a gift.
Yeah,
he's candies,
chocolates.
I thought maybe we'd all do some collectively, but there you go. Giving out chocolates in November.
Collectively. When did we all do anything collectively ever?
No, but that's what we do. Every year we talk about what we're going to get Jimmy from Boston, and then we never get it. That's like a bit. And then you go and get chocolates now. Well, remember Celtic tickets one year? I think one year was something with Tom Brady, or, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, we could still do that. I just wanted to get that off, and just in case it came down to game time and we didn't have anything. That's
so
why.
What am I going to get him if you got him chocolates?
I don't know, man.
Alcohol. This time,
these not any chocolates. These are John Kelly chocolates.
To Jimmy chocolate from Boston, they may as well be Hershey's, bro.
By the way, Lou, I think we gotta kill that Jimmy from Boston intro.
Yeah, I figured that. Once I heard it in front of you guys, it sounds really harsh.
That was a little aggressive, wasn't it?
It was. So, yeah, let's kill it.
I deleted Jimmy's original message and I made him make a new one, because John Mayer is the fucking man. When I met him, he sang to me. I actually hid under the console as he was singing to me, because it was just too much for me.
Oh, I was a huge Pearl Jam fan. Are you a big Pearl Jam fan?
Oh, my God.
All the Green River, Mother Love Bone. Chloe, he don't know better.
He's a jammy.
Chloe's just like me.
Don't get him excited. He's going to kiss you, man. One more line. He's going to kiss you.
He's a jammy. He goes to the Pearl Jam concerts on vacation.
I go to Hawaii for one day to see Pearl Jam. That's dedication,
man. Honestly, they're the new dad.
Yeah.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I want to ask you. I went to a neighborhood party for the holidays, and it's a two-part question. First of all, you know, you bring a bottle of wine or whatever, you know. I bring what I'm going to drink, and then you bring like a bottle of wine, right? So do you ever just pull a bottle of wine from your own collection in that situation, or do you always make a stop at a liquor store for a bottle of wine?
So this is how I do it. I got my own private stash, which I drink, and I would open up if people came to my home. Then I got another section that I take to people's houses. But it depends on what house I'm going to. All right. Now, if I'm going to a wine drinker's house, I'm going to pull a better bottle. If I'm going to a party where I know the wine is going to get lost in the mix, I'm bringing one of the the party shelf bottles.
See, Jack and I aren't big wine drinkers, but through the years, we've collected some nice bottles of wine. Anyway, we were going to this party, and we're like, oh, let's bring a bottle of wine. And we're pulling these bottles off, and we don't know anything about wine. I'm like, is this a good one? And we're like, I don't know, it's 2014. I go, yeah, but what can... So then we like Google it, and we go, oh, God, wait, this one's from Sebastian's mother-in-law. Put that one aside. Put that one. Holy shit, we almost gave that one. And then we found one, we Googled it, and it was like $15.99. And I was like, that's perfect. And then we walked into the house, and right away with the vibe, I was like, God, we should have went with a higher-end bottle. But then I turn around 10 minutes later. I see the guy uncorking it, pouring it, and drinking it like it's a Coke. And I'm like, oh, thank God. If that was the good shit, I'd be furious.
Yeah, so why were you thinking you should have brought a better bottle?
Because I walked in and they had done more to make this party nice than I had anticipated. It was a nice spread and this and that. And I was like, ah, shit. You know, but then that was the right call, man, because it just would have got mixed in with the rest.
So there's a wine app called Vivino, right? For those of you out there that looking for a nice wine app where you take a picture of the label and it comes back with a rating and how it tastes. It gives you a description and it tells you the price of the bottle, right? Now, what I do, you bring a bottle to my house, I normally have what I'm pouring, right? Unless you come over and go, listen, it's a special bottle of wine. I'd like us to share in it together, right? Then I'm opening it. But normally, I'm supplying the wine.
Right.
So what I do is after people leave, I do Vivino on the wine to see how much they really give a shit, right? And if I see $15 come up, yeah, I'm dumping it in the pool.
Seriously, if you see 15 bucks come up, what are you doing with it? Because you're not going to give that to anyone else. And
no,
you're not going to serve it.
I got it up. I got it up. In a top cabinets that nobody goes into. You got to get a ladder to get up there. You got like the cabinets like that where you got to get a ladder out of the garage to get up there to get something out. That's well, where that shit goes.
I know those ones up there, up above the fridge. You got to climb on a chair to get on the counter to get up and reach up there. Now, isn't that like what you give the old man after his fourth glass of wine when he's visiting?
No, you know what I do with some of these bottles is, because, you know, you don't want to be that guy either. You don't want to bring that to somebody's house and someone Vivino you, right? I don't want to get Vivino'd.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why. I didn't know Vivino, but that was my fear. I'd get to this party and they'd know I didn't bring an expensive bottle, but I didn't get Vivino. They just sucked it right down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yeah, that's the way to go. What you do is if you bring a cheap bottle, you go, listen, guys, let me open this up. And, you know, you should open, if you bring a cheap bottle, what you do is you open it up and start pouring it for people. And then you throw it out. You almost get rid of the evidence. It's like a bloody knife. You put it in the garbage so nobody else sees it.
What if you just scrape the label off and say you made it yourself?
You could do that. You could do that too.
Shit. I brought a 6-pack of beer once from when I was younger. I had I needed to bring like a 6-pack, so I had like 2 beers of one type in a 6 carton thing. And then I had like 4 different kinds of beers left over from a party, and I put them all in. So I brought a 6-pack, but it was like a Coors Light with a Bud, 2 Millers, and a Heineken. That's a little tacky. Clearly leftovers. But still, it's 6 beers, man, right? At the end of the day.
Makeshift 6-pack. What is this, like cereal?
Like a mini bar. Frosted Flakes. didn't know which one you'd like, so I put them all in there.
Good little moment here to, I got a little surprise for both of you guys. It's something different that we're going to do here on the cast today.
Really?
We got our first t-shirt. I didn't even tell you about this, guys.
What?
What?
I didn't even run it by you. I just took the liberty to go ahead and see if we could make a little Christmas scratch.
Right. I'm liking it. I'm liking where you're going.
So right now, available, you go to, click on the link on my Instagram bio. This is available for a limited time only. Our first ever, and there's three more to come after this week. All right. This is the first of three. We have a Take a Walk t-shirt.
All right, man.
Take a Walk.
Available for a limited time only. Go to popup.shopsebastianlive.com or click on the link in my Instagram bio for the first ever Pete and Sebastian Show Take a Walk t-shirt. There's going to be other sayings that are popular to the show. The second t-shirt will come out next week. I went rogue on this, guys. Forgive me, but...
Oh, come on. No, I like the initiative. This is exciting. I got no computer in front of me. I can't wait to take a look at this puppy.
Yeah, it's not up yet because it's Tuesday. This thing will be live Friday when we air. So your first, the first ever Pete and Sebastian Show t-shirt, Take a Walk, is coming.
Take a Walk!
That was a funny ass, that was a keel over laughing so hard, man. That was out in front of the comedy club in L.A., right?
Take a Walk was, yeah, I actually listened to that episode recently. And I forgot the whole story of where Take a Walk came from. It came from that drunk guy who was touching Lana in my jacket, and I just came at him with Take a Walk. So
Take a Walk.
Yeah, I remember that. Hilarious, man. Oh, that's great. Beautiful. So there you go, man. What are you waiting for? Order them now. What a Christmas gift. Holy shit. You could roll them up and stuff it in the stocking. You could put it in a box. So many options.
So many options for the Take a Walk t-shirt here at the Pete and Sebastian Show. And
don't put in DJ Lou. There ain't no discount.
I don't even know how much they're going for, but they're on the site. Go take a look at it.
I do want to announce, we've discussed in the past what we're going to do when we pass away. And me and Jackie figured it out. You guys ready for this? This is going down. It's getting legalized and everything. Both getting cremated. First one dies, gets put aside. When the second one dies, we're getting the ashes mixed. Boom. What do you think of that? Is that hot? Has anyone done that?
Mixed ash?
Mixed ash.
In an urn?
In an urn. One person goes in there, not on display in the house. It's very not us. Just put aside. Maybe, I don't know, safe deposit box. It'll probably be me. And then our daughter's expected to take the second one, mix with the first, you know, like a spoon. Give it a good mix in there together. Shake it up. And then we got to figure out a locale to do a dump job.
Wow. Wait, you're gonna martini shake the ash?
I don't know the logistics of how they're going to mix it yet. But yes, it's going to be completely mixed together.
Okay, so this is interesting with the cremation. Luke, can we Google that shit on a how much ash is given off if you burn like a, whatever, 200-pound human body? Do we have a...
200-pound? I mean, what do you think I'm going to... I plan on working out that day. That, yeah.
Okay, what? So what do you want? 160? 170?
165.
Okay, 165. What do you think if we torched your dead body? How much ash would come out of that?
I know the answer.
Okay, what do you think?
Holy shit, was that sound like a suburban housewife on a third wine?
I know the answer.
I got an answer for you, honey.
Oh, man.
All right, give it to us, Carol.
Wait. What you get before Carol gives us the answer? What do you say? Lou, is it in pounds?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How many pounds?
What's your guess, Sebastian?
I'm going to go with 5 pounds of ash.
5 pounds of ash left. Wow. I'm going more like 2.5 pounds maybe.
Sebastian's correct. It's 5 pounds, but it could fluctuate to 5 to 10 pounds depending on the amount of fat or the bone density.
Wow.
I mean, come on, bro. That's something I've never even thought about. And for me to come right on the nose on 5 pounds of ash on your dead body is just tremendous.
Wow. It's almost like you did the math at a deli getting an expensive cheese. You could just tell by the slice how much it's going to cost before he even throws it on the scale. That was impressive.
Oh, so, man. So what do they do, all 5 pounds in an urn? Like, do you have to have the amount of poundage you want saved in the will?
I want the whole thing. I thought I wanted my whole body and her whole body, but I mean, I can't have my daughter walking around with 25 pounds of fucking ash in a sack. Jesus Christ. She's going to get a hernia. I don't even know if a girl can get a hernia, but.
Oh,
right?
Man.
I mean, can you even get on a plane with that much ash?
Can you travel with the.
Can you travel with your ash? Can that be your carry on?
I don't know, man.
Carol, can we get a Google on that?
Sweetheart.
Is that check baggage, or is that a carry-on on the edge? So, do you guys know where you want that sprinkled, or is that to be determined?
That's a TBD. I mean, if I still own this house, maybe in the backyard, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know. I don't want her to get overly clever with it. Don't dump me someplace I never even was. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Originally, I wanted Central Park because I was so in love with New York City, but I am so done with the city. I don't want my ashes dumped there.
Hey, check this out. The only airline that really allows it is Delta.
Oh, can somebody get him a Vicks, please? I can't even do this anymore. What did he say?
I don't know. Get him a steam room.
The only airline that'll do it is Delta Airlines.
Of course, my favorite airline. I got Sky Miles here. I'm going to use my Sky Miles to fly my ashes. That's going to be my last use of my Sky Miles.
Oh,
wow,
man.
That's nice. That's nice that they do that. So, yeah, that's the plan. I don't know where yet, though, but that's what we'll be doing with that.
All right. So that's good. That's been determined.
Yeah, I wish I had more. I've been raking leaves for 2 days straight. I'm finally done. And then the snow fell. Now we got like 3 or 4 inches, which is great because it keeps my neighbor's leaves flat and that shit off of mine. And then my neighbor on the other side, I honestly think him and his wife might be dead. There's nothing. I haven't seen any movement in the house for about 5 days. His car is
no lights,
left.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm wondering, when do you start to smell like your neighbor, right? You ever seen when they go, there was a foul smell in the air? Like, what the fuck? When does that happen?
Yeah.
Just walking by, like, oh, yeah, that's a dead body.
Louis,
let me
get a Google that.
Carol,
do a Google that shit on a dead body when it starts to penetrate the walls of the house.
And when you have to walk past it like 10 days straight before you'd even start to fathom that it's a dead body?
About two weeks.
2 weeks. All right. And then we do have freezing temperatures, so I might want to add on a week. So about 3 weeks, which is.
I say another week to do a welfare check, see what's going on over there. Doesn't sound too promising.
It doesn't. And, you know, heartless me, here with the holidays, my first thought was, I think I could get that house for a song.
Knock it down.
They would knock it down and expand.
Oh, absolutely, man. No one, especially if it's like a murder suicide. Yeah, they give those away. By the way, dude, can we acknowledge 8 in a row? They're talking about the Texans now, baby.
Our Texans are on a 8 win streak. Watt leading the pack. Yeah, it's amazing. So you can't talk to him the rest of the year, bro.
There's no communication, man. That's since the winning streak started. Yeah. I talk through you. It's very annoying. I have to say to you what I want to say to him, and he sees it. I have a question for you about this, though. With his brother TJ on the Steelers, and they're shredding it, right? There is a legitimate possibility that these guys meet in the AFC playoffs.
Yes.
You are the parents. Deep down, where you're not going to admit it, because JJ's older. There's that factor, too. The younger brother has more time. Do you think they're rooting for the Texans?
So this question was brought up at the dinner. Who do the parents root for? The parents have a jersey that's got all three teams on it.
Oh, shit.
So it's got a Charger, Steeler, and a Texan on one jersey. Now, to answer your question.
Oh, Chargers are in the AFC too, right?
Why? They got a shot. Chargers got a shot, Lou?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Look up LA Chargers. See if they got a. I thought they were like 5-5, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, though.
Yes, they're 8-3.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Wow. Chargers are in contention. The whole family might be in the playoffs.
But are they in the AFC, too?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. AFC West.
Oh, man. That's a quandary for the family, for the parents. Wow. They're all 8-3, right?
The Steelers? What are the Steelers? Oh, I think the Steelers got a tie. So I think they're 7-3-1, maybe.
That's correct. 7-3-1 on the dot.
Well, I mean, bro, you have to admit the what I'm spitting out over here, 5 pounds with the ash and then a Steelers. I just recalled a record out of nowhere. I didn't watch
football.
You're
on your game. You're on your game. It's unbelievable. If I was playing Lotto right now, I'd ask you for the numbers. Without a doubt. So, wow.
I think the parents go J.J. Watt on the win.
Yeah. Only because of seniority, right?
Yeah, seniority. Coming off 2 seasons with injuries, he's older. The other 2 got more time. I think the parents are going for JJ on that.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe that. I didn't realize the Chargers were in the AFC too. My goodness, man.
Yeah, that's the whole running the league. These brothers. So I gotta tell you something. I got the traps back up for the possums because they're invading the yard again.
Really?
Yeah. And we caught one the other night and called out the guy to come pick it up. So he came out later on that next day and both of us went back and went to go show him where the trap's at. And the possum tried to get out and cut his nose and he was bleeding.
Right? Oh.
And he looked dead.
Yeah.
So the guy saw it, and he was like, "Woo, woo!" He actually looked like a woman that saw something he didn't want to see, and he started like rubbing his like triceps, you know, like taking his opposite hand, he started rubbing his like tricep and going, "Woo."
Oh, God. Like and a woman who has the chills?
Yeah.
I go,
you all right? And he goes, well, yeah, I go, is this your first day? I mean, like, you would think a guy that's doing this has seen everything. Like, you know, like a guy in war that has seen the front lines of battle. Nothing really phases him.
Absolutely. And I go, I mean,
When you were saying he was laughing, my first thought was that he was laughing like one of those evil, sadistic guys who's been at it so long. He's like, hey, 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 look at this one. Look at this one. Itself.
No. This was like scared, frightened. Ooh, oh, my gosh. You know?
Oh, jeez.
But this guy didn't look like a guy that would have done it. This guy looked like kills these things with his bare hand. And then he turned into this, like, real feminine type of guy, right?
Yeah.
And I go, have you ever seen something like this? Because, like, I'm thinking maybe this is uncommon in possum land where they don't cut themselves or whatnot. He goes, no, I've seen this before. I go, then why are you acting like this is something, like, new? He goes, no, I'm okay. No, like he snapped out of it. Like he almost like told himself, "You're at work, bro. Get it together."
yeah.
Like I go, because I was about to say my wife should be acting like this, man. Because Lana was afraid that the thing was gonna pass away overnight because it was in the cage. So she's like, "Do you want? We should feed it." I go, Lana, the thing could probably live 38 days with what it's got in its system. Things eating everything, right?
Yeah, it's not a guest. Give it something to eat before bed.
Yeah, this one, she's like, let's give it the leftover halibut.
Well, that is kind of poetic as a last meal, right?
Jeez, why did they give it fish? But I have to tell you what I did to catch this thing. They baited it, right? And I didn't like the way they baited it. So what I did is I brought out some Parmesan crispy crackers and I did a little trail into the trap. Now, for those of you who are out there and concerned about the welfare of the animal, these are traps that are humane. Nothing happens to the thing. They just get trapped. No, there's no kill switch. No.
Normally, they don't lose half their nose.
Yeah, but apparently this thing really tried to get out of there and cut its nose. But it was still alive. And believe me, it's living a beautiful life in the mountains of California in the Santa Clarita area.
Sure, they brought it to an animal shelter and stitched up the nose nicey-nice and sent it on its way. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I was really impressed with my little trail into the trap. Like, I gave it, like, a little appetizer. I gave it a little appetizer, and then I saved the main meal for inside the trap, and then, done, gone.
Yeah, it's nice, right, when you see stuff like, I'm a comedian, but I could have done this. It's just you see all the little talents you have here and there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I like it, man.
Into a trap, yeah.
Got it all the way in. Damn, dude. Why do they keep coming back? Do your neighbors get them as much as you do?
Again, I don't know. Like, I'm wondering, like, I'm thinking, do we have nice landscaping where it's kind of easy to roam around back here? Is our grass, because sometimes they go in the grass and eat bugs in the grass. Does anybody else have lawn? I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one in the neighborhood really tending to the rodent problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's tough, possum. You know, like, I got those two deer still walking in front of my house every night. I see them, but I like seeing them now. They're pretty. But a possum, it's a fine line between a squirrel, kind of cute, a possum. Got to get that shit out, right? I mean, well, should you just let it live and be leaving alone?
No, like, I'm letting it live. It's just living somewhere else.
Oh, stop. Would you stop saying that? You say it in your bit. You say it here. It's dying. They kill it. You think they're going to stitch the nose of a possum?
No, they're not. They're delivering it to the mountains, bro. I'm telling you, the way this guy was crawling out of his skin, believe me, this thing, he probably took it in.
Carol, can we get a take?
Yeah, they're killing that.
Come on. And I mean, I feel like you.
It, man. They're not killing it. They reload. It's a relocation program.
But what this is. What is When you have possums at your house, what's the repercussions to you? Like, do you see them in your pool? Do you see possum crap? Like, how do you even know you have them?
I see them when we're outside having dinner on the patio, and one will walk by and scare the life out of you. Because you don't see this thing coming. This thing just comes around the corner. They're half blind, so they don't look... Gross. They don't look right, man. And it's cute. It ain't cute. It looks like a large rat, and it needs to be taken care of. And it wasn't invited, and it gets escorted off the property. Simple as that.
All right, I respect that. Yeah, you got it. If that's what they sound like too, I've seen them. In the road, man. They're nasty. You can't have them floating around your house if taking
it. Not a good look. So that's that. What else? We got to plug our shows at the end of this year. Pete and I are performing. We're also working on a possible live podcast. You probably don't even know this, Pete and Lou, but we're working on a possible live remote. I'll have more information after I get off this cast.
But I'd love to do it. Yeah, I spoke to Judy a little about it, and I said I'd be up for any of it. So
yeah. So we are
hot.
In,
we got t-shirts, possible live show.
Shit's happening here. Shit is happening. 27 Sunrise, Florida, BB&T Center. Now, Sunrise is around the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, so you could catch us there. 28th, Tampa, Florida, at the Star Center for Performing Arts. The 29th will be in Orlando at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. And last but not least, we will be December 30th. Celebrate your New Year's early at the Moran Theater in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, SebastianLive.com for all your tickets. And what do we got, Pete?
Nice. That'll be fun. All right. December 13th through 15th, Stress Factory, New Brunswick, baby. And then the other one I want to plug right now is Lincoln Hall in Chicago, January 5th. I know some of you are worried about seating. There's seats. From what I've been told, there's seats for everybody. As long as you get there on time, it's just like a couple of leftover. You'd have to stand if you got there late, but otherwise you'd be covered. Still some seats and still tickets. January 5th, Lincoln Hall, Chicago.
There you have it. Go to popup.shopsebastianlive.com or click on the link in my Instagram bio for the first ever T-shirt. Take a Walk T-shirt is available now. We will see you guys next weekend. God bless. SOS to the world, I send SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my message to the bottom.
The show has ended.
When did piss start smelling up the room?